I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, I'm going to give you a math problem that was in a fifth grader's, not even a test, but like the take-home homework. And I think I was always felt like I had a pretty good grasp on these. And this one, I was like, I know I should know how to do this, but I'm not even sure where I start.
Even when I know, it takes me time. Math doesn't come naturally. I have to work it out. I have to write it almost exclusively.
It's a story
I can't do
problem.
Anything in my head.
Mm. I don't, right?
Can you just forward that different. So I can just read it? Yeah.
I was really good at math through like all through elementary school, no problem because it's simple. But then fifth grade, sixth grade, I remember I was actually in an advanced class. I took like a pre-algebra class the year before you would normally take it. And I did great in it. And then, so after pre-algebra, you go to Algebra 1, Algebra 2. I took Algebra 1, and I was an absolute nightmare at it.
Really?
So, like, I peaked.
And your dad was a math instructor,
right? My dad was
a
math teacher, yeah.
Did he help you, and it just didn't take?
I wouldn't really ask for help.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
And I remember the few times that he would help me out with it, he would teach me the way that he would teach his students, which was slightly different than the way
that's tough.
My teacher would teach it. And they want to, you know, on certain problems, they want to see the work. And if you didn't show the work, the way, which was always so maddening, I was like, I'm getting to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it matter that I did it a slightly different way than you did?
They're trying to work on your brain. That's why. They don't care if you actually learn
A side note on
wouldn't learning another way or multiple ways to do it be beneficial?
So I said this to a math teacher friend one time because same thing. My dad's a genius when it comes to numbers. I loved math up until later high school when I just didn't love it anymore. So my dad would sit with me. He'd show me a way that made so much more sense. And I said this same story to a girl on our kickball team, a math teacher. And she goes, the reason that we do that is because math is constantly building. So when you're building from one, like figuring out a solution one way, you might need to take something from how you figured that out to another way. And she's like, so if I'm building on showing you how to come to these conclusions and you're building a different way, it's not gonna add up long term.
Yeah, your building's not gonna get as tall.
Okay. I gotcha.
One of our kids' child psychiatrists was telling us that we're talking about math and the grades had been really good and then kind of went down. We were thought it was maybe ADHD. And they said, well, it could be that. But also, apparently, developmentally in the brain, it's pretty common for kids that age, fifth, sixth, seventh grade, depending on their development, just because of the development of the brain, something, I forget what it was, and I apologize, but will actually make it so they're not good at math for a few years, and then a lot of times they grow through that and then get back to where they were, if they can get through it and not erase all the building blocks or skip all the building blocks. All right, you ready? You will probably need to write this down.
Ooh.
Klein read 30 pages of a book on Monday.
Okay. First of all, no one is named Klein. Problem number one.
Struggle with this. And then 1/8 of the book on Tuesday.
Wait a minute. I'm already lost.
So he read 30 pages of a book on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He then read 1/8 of the book on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay.
He completed the remaining quarter of the book on Wednesday. How many pages are there in the book?
Okay.
Okay.
I'll read it again. Klein read 30 pages of a book on Monday, 1/8 of the book on Tuesday. He completed the remaining quarter of the book on Wednesday. How many pages are in the book? Steve, you got this? Are you going to be able to get it?
I think so.
Kelly, how you feel about this?
I have no idea.
I'm gonna.
Like you're not sure where to start?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a minute.
Okay.
So Klein read 30 pages of a book on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He read 1/8 of the book on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he read 1/4, the remaining quarter of the book on Wednesday.
My brain keeps doing this. Well, we know that 30 pages plus 1/8 of the book equals 3/4 of the book.
Yeah.
No, it's not 30 pages plus 1/8. It's 30 pages. And then by the end of Tuesday, he was 1/8 of the way through the book, including that 30 pages.
No.
Mm. No.
Mm-mm.
How?
No, he read 30 pages of the book, then read another 1/8 of the book.
Oh, I thought it was, and at the end of Tuesday, he had read 1/8 of the book.
No, an 1/8 of the book. He read another additional 1/8 of the book, and then read the remaining quarter of the book.
Oh, interesting. Somebody just sent this in. So 5/8 of the book is 30 pages.
Yeah.
Because if it was 6/8, 6, 7, and 8 would be the other 25%.
Wow.
Yeah. I feel it grinding to a halt.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So what is the answer?
60.
Steve?
No, I'm not there.
Not there yet? Okay.
Nope. No. And now that I yeah.
This text from the 516, easiest question ever.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, if you've got a brain that works that way. I can't do math with any outside stimulus at all.
This text, who cares? He read the book. Leave him alone. Marlene writes, don't forget, Steve is wearing his 4+4=math shirt.
You're right.
Yeah.
A perfect illustration. Of
yeah. This is where I peaked.
Yeah.
This is it.
So how do we get to the answer?
I scrolled down on the page and looked for it.
These are the types of math problems when I was in school where I would start with like an arbitrary number and start to do the math and then go, nope, that doesn't add up. I got to lower this number. To start. Nope, that's not an 1/8 and a 4. Okay, hold on. Let me now if I start at 80 and I do this. Oh, I think I got it. Like that's how I would have to do it.
Yeah, I can just plug numbers in.
Yeah, I'm good at doing it that way. I know what works for me. I can get answers, but give me a formula and I'm probably screwed up.
My dad just texted me an answer, but he didn't show his work, so I don't know how he got to it, but he says it's 48.
That's what it is. It's 48.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wow. How?
I guess.
How does that make sense?
Well, 5/8 of the book is 30 pages. You divide 30 by 5, and that equals 6. So you know that 1/8 of the book is 6. 8 times 6 is 48.
Oh, okay. I bet my son could have done that.
Text from New Jersey. Probably easier than us. Text from
Absolutely.
New Jersey. If I ever meet someone who says, yeah, I read about 1/8 of the book, I'm going to punch them in their nose. You say chapters or pages. You don't say fractions of the book.
Well, it's one thing if you say 1/8, but then you have to always use that method of describing how much you've read. You can't say, oh, yeah, I read 1/8, and then I read 9 pages, and then I read... 2/7 the next day. No, you always have to keep it the same denominator.
Yeah, I always define it by it's usually like, oh, I'm halfway there, or I'm almost halfway there, or I just passed the halfway point. Like, I don't really ever even say a page number unless I'm reading it with somebody who asks me, what page are you on?
Yeah. I mean, I would always, just go, I don't know, I'm about halfway. I'm a little over half.
Exactly.
I'm a little under half. I'm about two thirds.
This text, did it in my head driving down the interstate. It's not that hard, everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.